Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Nicole is looking for a second date update this morning with a guy named Jay. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay.
Probably be doing a little better if Jay called you back, right?
Yep. I'm already so over the whole dating thing. Like, I've literally been dating and dating, and most of the dates I go on are just so awful. And the problem is, honestly, like, it's me, because I usually don't like them, and I've ghosted, like, so many guys in the last 3 years. Like, it's crazy. But this guy, he ghosted me, and it is, like, driving me nuts. Like, I liked him so much. He actually gave me hope that there's someone out there for me. And he honestly made me think, like, maybe you can find a really special connection on, like, an online dating app. So basically, for our date, we went out and we had a super nice dinner at Nada. And I usually meet guys at restaurants, but since we had been talking for a few weeks over the app, I kind of wanted to take it to the car and, like, I don't know, just see how it would be if it was just us, like, in kind of like a closer, more intimate space. And I also wanted to see, like, what kind of car he drives, because I like guys who drive, like, you know, cute cars.
Cars say a lot about a man. I mean, you are dating two different men. If one drives a pickup truck and the other one drives a sports car, so it says a lot about who they are.
She said,
and what
she
they like.
Cute? She said cute, though.
Yeah.
What is,
so
a, cute
what is a cute car?
A Mazda 3 with a spoiler is
Ooh,
a cute car.
That is a cute
All
car.
All the Celica things you talk about from your
My Celica was
Tampa
a cute
days.
Car. The
Those
news
are
with spiders.
Cars.
What about a stinger?
Sexy.
That seems like it
not
could
a
be
a car. That's what a sexy car.
Does Mazda still make the Miata?
Unfortunately, no.
That's that was cute. A cute car.
That was a very cute. I wanted one of those for a while when I was like 16.
Or a Mini Cooper. That's a cute
That's
car.
That's
that is a cute car.
Did you want to just see the car, or you wanted to have like a personal conversation
in the privacy of the car?
Of the car.
Well, honestly, it was kind of both. Like, I definitely, it was more like I just wanted to kind of have the conversation of the car. But I was curious what kind of car he drove, since I didn't drive to the restaurant with him.
It's so funny that we're having this conversation, because I'm looking out the window and there's a white Mini Cooper at the stoplight just outside of our window.
Cute.
Hello.
Isn't that cute?
Were you pleased with the kind of car he was driving? You'd have to be specific about what make and model, but
I was very pleased, and also I learned that he is a good driver, and he keeps his car really clean.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
yes.
important.
It honestly is, and, like, the conversation we had was so good. We laughed, and dinner was so good, and so after he drove me home, he walked me to the door. I did get a kiss on the cheek. It was fine. I didn't invite him in because it was our first date, so I didn't want him to, like, think I was trying to get down and that's it. So I thought I'd be seeing him again.
Okay.
And I told him to call me later, and he said, absolutely. I've been waiting to hear from him. I did text him once, but I got nothing back. So he's literally ghosting me.
Because you know ghosting when you see it,
That's
don't you,
right.
Nicole?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know, because I've done it. Like, maybe I'm a butt. Like, the day went so well that I literally don't understand, like, what could have gone wrong. So I need you guys to figure it out.
This isn't so much an ego blow to you being ghosted. Or, I don't know, maybe it is. You sound more surprised by the fact that you're being blown off, because you really thought there was something here. It doesn't seem that your ego is bruised. Am I wrong? Or maybe that is a little part of it.
No, you're completely right. My ego does hurt, especially after I texted him and I got nothing back. But it's more that the date went so well, and, like, he gave me butterflies, which is so rare. So I really thought there was something there between us.
You only texted him once, no response, and that was what?
That was 4 days ago.
And after that kiss, you said, call me, And his response was absolutely.
Yes. And like the way he was looking at me, I just felt like it was going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Why don't we leave it here then for now? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Jay and get Jay's side of the story. See what he thought of Nicole and his date with her and why he ghosted her. Next, the second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, I'll tell you right now, Nicole is over dating.
Had enough.
Yep, hates the whole scene. In fact, Nicole is probably one of the worst self-admitted offenders when it comes to ghosting people.
Yeah.
But if they're not worth her time, they're not worth her time. So she's been known to do this, but never the subject of a second date update until now, where she's the one being ghosted.
That's right. Now, what in your mind is all these men that you just left hanging? What were valid reasons for you to ghost them?
Well, I don't want to sound super, like, picky, but one time the guy, like, didn't offer to pay for the meal, which I kind of was like, I don't know, I wanted to happen. One guy wanted to invite me into his place after dinner on the first date. So those sort of things. I just, like, I guess I have certain values that I like to, you know, uphold. So, yeah, I guess I'm picky.
Yeah, you're more of a traditionalist when it comes to dating?
I am. So I kind of want to be with someone who respects that.
Fair enough. So you had a nice dinner at Nada.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you had a great conversation in his cute car.
Yeah.
He took you home, walked you to the door like any gentleman would, kissed you on the cheek.
Yep.
You said, call me. And he said, absolutely.
That was it. And then I waited for him to text me. He didn't. So I texted him and he did not respond.
Okay. I'm not liking that very much.
Yeah, there's something weird.
Yep. All right. You ready to call Jay?
I'm ready, please. Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jay.
Yes?
Hey, Jay, it's Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102, and we got you on speakerphone. How you doing?
Oh, am I on the air now?
Only with your permission, Jay. We'd love to chat with you. We've heard great things about you. If you're up for having a conversation, I think it could be fun.
You know, I've actually listened to you guys, and I've always prayed that you would never call me.
That's not a good sign.
Nope.
We're surprised at the fact, actually, that we're calling you because, you know, with everything that Nicole, we are calling about Nicole and your date with Nicole and how your date ended, it sounded through her account that you'd be open to seeing her again. Was that for show or were you genuinely interested or has something else happened? Have you just been busy?
You know, this one is pretty good and I'm okay with sharing it because I really don't think anybody's going to think that I'm a total for saying what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I do not want enough. I mean, dinner was fine. Yeah. I liked her. She's fun. She's good looking. She's you know, yeah, definitely, you know, that was all fine. And I was thinking that I would probably go out with her again during dinner. But, like, when we got into the car to go home, I told her she could put on any channel, you know, Pandora in the car that she wanted to. And she got all excited. She put on the Disney Channel.
Oh.
Which, again, fine, whatever. You know, but the thing, like, she proceeded then to sing loudly to every song.
Now, and I assume this might have been fueled by alcohol.
Not enough to you know. No, I mean, we were. Yeah, no. I mean, she was not hammered. No.
Have you ever heard the Moana soundtrack?
I mean, yeah.
Amazing.
Were you familiar with any of this music? Were you able to sing along as well? Did you know any of these songs?
Yes, I have nieces and nephews, and I know and knew some of the songs, Frozen, Lion King, Moana, you know, the big ones. And she knew them, too. I mean, she sang every single word as if she was performing on Broadway.
Aww. Wow. So there was no conversation. There was just a concert.
Yeah. Yeah, it was too much. Like, it was, if she had just, you know, sung along to one of them, but, like, you know, it was everyone to the point where you're going, like, okay, I'm kind of going, okay, you know, just looking ahead, just, like, I couldn't even believe it was happening. I really couldn't.
Were you waiting for Kiss the Girl from Little Mermaid to sing that to her?
Deep cut. I don't know that one, but all the others, I mean, I knew all the Frozen ones, that's for sure. And yeah, I mean, it was, I swear to God, at one point we were at a stoplight and the guy in the car next to me, like, looked at me and shook his head.
Like, do you need to be rescued? Blink once for yes.
I kind of want to hang out with her.
I
want to
know how long the drive was. I want to know how long the drive was and how long was her set.
Yeah, exactly. It was probably eight songs maybe.
Okay.
Worth of driving, yeah.
Eight songs is a lot of songs.
Wow, that's
a long
drive.
Yeah, but some of them are really short.
Yeah, they're short songs. You can get a lot of them in there. I mean, do you want to build a snowman? You know, it's kind of like the kind of thing where I was like picturing her room filled with stuffed animals. You know, where I'm just going,
like this maybe made her a little immature. I feel like it makes her cultured.
Cult.
Well, that prompted a giggle. Cultured.
The thing is, like, if she had been able to sing really well, like, if she was showing off that she is a Broadway singer, cool. But, like, she was not good. Like, she was pretty bad.
Just, like, slightly off-key or Jen and Fritch bad.
Hey!
We may not sing good, but we have stage presence.
The joy is in you singing got something. The tune. Yes.
It was bad enough that I stepped on the gas a little. I got to admit, I had a lead foot.
Drove a little faster. Get the heck out of there.
Oh, gosh.
Like, this is going to keep going. You know, the drive was like probably over a half hour, you know, and I was like, oh, my God. One song, cool. Two songs, funny. Eight songs.
Oh. Oh, my God. You were literally smiling and laughing and singing along sometimes. Like, I thought we were doing it together, and I was actually impressed you knew some of the words. Like, yes, I'm a big Disney fan.
I mean, I was laughing and smiling, but you didn't pick up at any point that it was too much.
Like, it sounds like he was laughing and smiling in the beginning, Nicole.
Yeah, then you keep smiling, but it's that kind of smile where it's like I started smiling, but I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? I mean, of course I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, like, wow, he's going to be such a great dad. Like, I thought we were having fun. If I thought I was actually annoying you and I, like, saw that from you, I would have stopped. But you were totally misrepresenting yourself.
You couldn't pick up on that by, like, the fifth song? No. Okay, I guess not. No, it was just too much. I mean, let me ask you, is your bed covered in stuffed animals?
No, but you're never going to see it, so.
How many stuffed animals? Like, seriously.
Do you regularly listen to the Disney Channel and sing along? I'm not judging, just asking.
Yes, I love it.
I think this might be a case of, you know, classic miscommunication, and we have to remind ourselves that everything in moderation.
Yes.
There are people in the world that are just Disney fanatics.
I have some friends, a couple. They go to Disney World, like, I swear, it feels like once a month they fly down to Florida.
Like, that's vacation to them.
It's a married couple, and she has more sets of Mickey ears, probably hundreds.
Well, and they know, like, the steals and the deals and the way to work all the tricks. Mm-hmm. And to
we
got to
find the hidden Mickeys.
Yeah, but to them, it's like that's their joy.
It's their thing, man.
Right.
So are you going to hit us with a song or what?
I am not kidding you guys with another song after David put on about how bad of a singer I am.
I can show you the world.
There you go.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
God.
You guys, Jen, you're next.
Are just gonna make fun of me if I sing.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
There you go.
Did you Google the lyrics?
Totally.
Yes, he totally did.
I am not. Oh,
I was trying to make a connection.
By heart.
Well, I'm sorry, Nicole. Yeah. You know, Jay, we appreciate your honesty. I guess that's not your thing, and you're obviously looking for a different kind of vibe from your person, and this wasn't it.
New. Let it go.
But Nicole, we have no doubt you will land on your feet.
Thank you. And maybe I should look for a guy who likes Disney.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, I agree with that.
Maybe you should go to Disneyland, pick up on one of the guys in the Mickey outfit.
Oh, yeah, cast member.
There you go. Go find Gaston.
Speaking of, did you guys see that Shade TikTok video where there was a girl that was watching the Disney parade in Orlando?
And she made a pass at
and
Gaston.
And she said something to Gaston like, "Hey, Gaston, I love you. How about we go out on a date?" And he said, "I'm sorry, I'm looking for the most beautiful woman in the world." Oh. Shade. So maybe not him.
Yeah, maybe I won't go for Gaston.
Maybe not, but we do appreciate you putting yourself out there.
Thank you, guys.
And Jay, thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you being a fan, and thanks for coming on, even though you didn't want to.
You guys are awesome. Now I've done it. Never again.
That's right. We get that a lot.
All right. If you need our help with a second date update, all you got to do is send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Coming up next, your shot at $1,000 with the 1K letter of the day. First, check the roads. Here's Denise Johnson with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.